For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. This is the first day of October. It's Monday, October the 1st. It seems like we were just saying it was January 1st, and this year is almost over. But today we've got one topic, and a topic that interests me and has been for many, many years since I was a kid, talking about UFOs. Bill Wickersham, good to have you here.
Thank
Bill.
You. Thank you.
And I always look forward to when I see one of your op-ed pieces in the Columbia Daily Tribune, reading that. And that's what prompted me the last time I saw it, was to give you a call and get you back on here.
Right.
You have been interested in this for a long time, haven't you?
About 50 years.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are. Some people are maybe a little bit concerned about admitting that maybe there is something going on that we don't understand, and other folks are in your face about it.
There's a lot of ridicule associated with this, and there's a whole host of reasons for it, several social and psychological mechanisms that work on people. But oftentimes it's just ignorance, not meaning cognitive ignorance, but not ever having really looked at any of the materials.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple of things that you wanted to get off, mentioned here at the very beginning, a couple of documentaries that
you
can watch.
That's right. I think if folks really have an interest in this, this is one of the best overviews that you could get. And if you have a pencil, I want to cite a DVD that you can simply Google. If you go to Google and you Google UFO documentary, I Know What I Saw.
Okay, and that was actually a History Channel documentary, I believe.
No, it was not. No, it's a James Fox production, the same guy who did Out of the Blue. It may have been on.
Okay, because I saw the History Channel logo on it.
Well, then you may be right. I deal directly with Jim, and I didn't know.
Because when I read that in the paper, I Googled it, and I watched the first 30 minutes of it. It's fascinating. It is fascinating.
Well, Governor Fife Symington, former Republican governor of Arizona, is one of the major narrators, and he has generals and pilots and all kinds of folks who attests to some pretty important things. Mm-hmm. But that's one. Let me give you the other one. If you simply Google, and that first one again is UFO documentary, I Know What I Saw, -2011.
Okay, and if you're driving right now and you can't write it down, if you want to watch this program or listen to it again, simply go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, then on Radio Friends, and you can watch it again and you get all this information.
One other one, if you simply Google E.T. Interest in Religion.
I haven't seen that.
No, you have not seen that one. No. And this was sent to me. It's on YouTube, but I have the DVD by my Air Force friend, Robert Salas, who was a witness to the UFO that shut down his Minuteman missiles in Montana in 1967.
Now, you're saying this is legitimate.
No doubt. And Robert has a book. He's writing a new one. He's an Air Force Academy graduate, U.S. Air Force captain who was a Minuteman launch officer in 1967 at Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana.
And it's called what?
It's called E.T. Interest in Religion.
And you can go to Google.
It has to be Googled, just like that. E.T. Interest in Religion.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, has anything new come out lately?
Well, since I was with you, two things. One, a professor at Maxwell Air Force Base at the Air Force's University, their Staff and Command College, went on public television in Australia and also as part of a DVD of a National Geographic Society and straightforwardly said the Air Force has plans to combat an alien invasion. I wrote a piece on this in the Missourian, and one wonders why that was said. I mean, that raises a whole lot of other issues. But a second one was a man by the name of Chase Brandon, 35-year CIA agent, 25 of that with clandestine service, who recently said he saw the materials at the archive at Langley, and he will swear on his heart and soul there was a UFO crash at Roswell, there were bodies recovered. Now, that's heavy-duty stuff, and you didn't see that on ABC or NBC or any of the major media.
So why are we not seeing this in, as they say, the mainstream media?
Paul, it's a very long story. I'll try to make it very short. Historically, starting with World War I, especially World War II, the major media have always had a close relationship, as you might expect, with the national security state, with the U.S. military. When they say, we don't want you to do something, you usually don't do it. And one of the reasons they don't do it is this historically has had a lot of national security implications. If you just think about Robert Salas, the man I just told you about.
So how is Robert Salas getting away with saying what he's saying?
Here's what's interesting. He signed a non-disclosure document. But when certain materials were recovered under Freedom of Information, it was out there, and he decided at that time, non-disclosure or not, if you want to arrest me, please. If you want, but just don't do it, as he says, in some basement someplace. But I am willing to take the consequences because this is so important. In fact, what it means to government, to religion, to science, to energy, all sorts of things.
Yeah, when you think about it, it really is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. I think most of us are so preoccupied with our daily activities of just keeping food on the table and the lights turned on, that you're not spending a whole lot of time thinking about what's flying up in the air that we can't identify.
Well, that's one, obviously, one, and everyone can't do that. But my point is, academics, I think, should. Peter Sturrock, who's an astrophysicist at Stanford, his comment on this is, this enigma will never be solved until universities treat it like they treat every other major problem within their research, within their teaching, within their community service, and with support of their administrators. We're never going to get to the bottom of this as we'd like to, I think, until that's done.
Do you think that we will ever get to the bottom of this? Do you think there will ever be a newscast, a special bulletin that, yes, perhaps these UFOs are real?
You know, there's no way for me to know that. One would hope, if someone said, Bill, what do you want to do? Number one, I would like for us to have disclosure, as the French and the British did. Number two, I would like an agency that does accountable research and reporting. And then I would like for universities to do their job.
All right. Bill Wickersham, you've got a big wish list there.
A big one.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on Radio Friends.
Thank
Will you
come
sir. Back again?
Will do.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much. And you can Google all that information if you want.
I hope they will.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, City of Columbia Volunteering and Voluntary Action, program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.